Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, what's up? Welcome to another edition of your favorite show, my favorite show, our favorite show, Indie Playground. We're a place where indie artists can hang out by the monkey balls and have an interview about a jungle gym where we always support indie music. I am your delightful girl, Vixen. And right now, we're interviewing one of my newer favorite people that I've talked to. He's a very interesting person, and I like where he's coming from. He is Mr. Barry. How you doing, Mr. Barry?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Mr. Barry, he's a very interesting person. He's very musical. He produces, he writes, he do a lot of stuff. So we're going to have him on the show tonight playing some of his great music. So you guys, make sure you keep your ears locked on. Also, I want to let everybody know I'm in the chat room. Also, if you have any questions, any comments about the show, please email me or send me a message like you always do at grmmusicsubmission@gmail.com or click message here on the show page like you guys always do all the time, and that girl appreciate it. And let me know if you have any questions, comments, things of that nature, okay? So let's get ready for great, great music here on Indie Playground. And we're going to say what's up to Mr. Barry. And Mr. Barry, my first question is, what made you fall in love with music?
That's a good question. It was like a gradual build-up of interest in music, and then I had some writing skills, and it was a matter of developing them and learning the whole process of production, including recording. So it's been a gradual thing with an increase in interest. The more that I learned, the more that I wanted to learn. It was like I was hooked.
Oh.
That's the best way I can describe it.
Music is always good. It's always good to be heard. Now, let me ask you a question. Like your background, can you tell a little bit more about your background, like where you started from? Because you said you fell in love with it. But like, tell us a little bit more about Mr. Barry.
What aspect? Well, you know, there's a writer, producer, promoter, etc., etc.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly, Mr. Barry. Do a lot of stuff. He don't want to blow his own horn. So I'm trying to give him an opportunity, but hey, he don't want to take it, so we just going to let him be. But right now we're going to play a song, Gunslinger. Can you tell people how you came up with the song Gunslinger?
Well, I was listening to an old Johnny Taylor song. It's called Jody.
Yeah.
And it goes like, Jody's got your girl and gone, ain't no use in going home. And for some reason, Gunslinger, something about Gunslinger clicked in my mind. And I walked around for days thinking about it, and one day it just all came out. And it hit me so deeply that I have several versions of the tune. You know, I've got the pop version, I've got the R&B version, and I really had a real wild version, which I don't let anybody hear, but Gunslinger is my favorite song. And I think back to the Bo Diddley days when he was called a gunslinger because he was known to, you know, carry. So all those thoughts just went together and it came out Gunslinger.
Well, I just tell you, I like all the versions. I especially like the R&B version, so we're going to play that one. So here is Gunslinger by Mr. The Family of Barry International. Here on Indie Playground, we'll be right back with Mr. Barry. I know I just call him Mr. Barry, I don't know, but Barry, let's say that. Barry.
Okay.
Indie Playground. That was Brian Slinger from Mr. Barry that we are interviewing today here on Indie Playground, Mr. Barry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Oh, not that. I just was introducing people to you and letting know that was one of your songs that we just heard, Brian Slinger, here on Indie Playground. Thanks, all.
No, every time. Every time I hear that, it's like the first time I heard it.
Oh,
you know, and I've heard it a million times, and there was nothing about it that I'd like to change. It was just magic the way we recorded it and everything came together.
And that's awesome. I mean, like, how many people was in a recording, and how did the recording come about?
How'd the recording come about? I scheduled a session. Well, I'll tell you, I laid the initial tracks in Chicago, and I went off to work on other things, and then I picked up the song one day and said, hey, I can do this, I can do this, and I can do that. So I recorded another version, and I used, you know, like I had access to all these musicians, and I brought them in. And we had a good time. That's how it came about. And, you know, the various versions, there was like three or four different versions because I felt differently at certain times I recorded the song. That's why we have different versions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I meant to ask. It just didn't come out that way. I apologize for that. But I know also you do other work with other different artists. Like, how many artists do you work with, for singers or musicians? Is it like, I'm saying it's a family, but how many members of this family is it?
There's about, let's see, 10, a minimum of 10.
Awesome. And I know you work with different people around the world.
Different genres, yeah. There was a rock band from New York. I have a lady named Lila Lix. She lives in Switzerland. My remix buddy, and we work on songs together. His name is David Flo. He's from Mexico. And then I've got a band from California, a female band. It's called Anastasia Mortimer. She's a guitar player, and she's really good. And that's what I have initially. And we have a couple of tracks on a lady from Brisbane, Australia. Her name is Helen Ray. We did some remixes on a dance track of hers. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff out there. It's just that it's difficult getting the news out to people, you know, that there's a change in the wind. You know, it's not the same old stuff. You know, our stuff is just it's just the ultimate in creativity. We don't have a formula. We lay down what we feel at the time. So that's why you've heard all of my songs, and none of them sound alike. Am I correct?
You're very right. You're correct.
The only thing that gives it away is all the lyrics. You can tell the lyrics are written by the same person.
Exactly.
I said, but the music is the product of the people that I work with. Okay. For some reason, when I get with the musician, I can get his real music self, you know, not some contrived idea of who he is or whatever. I can get the real thing from the musicians I work with, and the same with the vocalists. You notice they're all power vocalists, and they're right on time, you know?
But there's one thing I can say, but let's do a segue to the song. When you were telling me about the song when we were in our previous conversation, I'm like, when a hot song, you send me the song, they're like, I love the song, A Love of a Woman. So I'm like, did you like the song?
Love is a Woman?
Yeah. Love is a Woman's Game, I'm sorry. Love is a Woman's Game.
Did I write that song? Of course I wrote that song. No other man has interpreted women the way that I do.
Uh-oh. That's why I had to put my glasses on. But Love is a Woman's Game. I really like this song. I want you to pay attention to the words and love the melody. And you tell me what you think, okay? Here in the playground with Mr. Barry.
Okay, we've labeled that as being a tribute to women. Okay.
So it is a tribute to women. So, Mr. Barry, I'm going to let you introduce the song.
Here is Love's a Woman's Game. For all you fellas out there who keep striking out, listen to this. It'll hip you to what's really happening.
Yeah,
Love's a Woman's Game.
Love is always a woman's game, okay?
But in the ways of love, you need a teacher, and she looks like she's wreck your brain, thinking of ways to ask her name. Can't you see, boy, love's a woman's game. Love's a woman's game. You know, if she wants you, you'll get took. She's a boss, she runs the show. Doesn't matter if she's never loved before. Oh no, love is a woman's game. Love's a woman's game. We'll be right back.
Pennsylvania, here on Indie Playground with Mr. Barry. I love the guitars, Mr. Barry.
Well, thank you very much. You know, my greatest compliment and reference to that song came in an email from this guy who said, I wish I'd heard that song 10 years ago. You would have saved me 2 divorces and a whole lot of money.
I wish you would have heard it too, Mr. Barry. Now, Mr. Barry.
Yes.
I know you do all types of music, correct?
Uh-huh.
I know you do rock. I know you do R&B, soul, funk. I'm not going to say you had to pick one because it would be a hard choice. But which genre would you like to work with the most?
I don't have a preference. You know, because it's all music. It depends on the artist that I'm working with as to what genre, you know, the music is. And I like to be able to do all of them because this stuff is going to break out, and I'm going to be stepping up to the Grammys, on stage on the Grammy, and getting Grammys in all different genres. That's the way that works.
Exactly. Now, my question is for you. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, with indie artists and what with indie artists and making it here in the music business, sometimes it can be a very difficult road that you go down, or very, you know, a lot of people want to work with you or don't believe in you.
It's a difficult road because initially nobody wants to believe in you, and if you're halfway good, they definitely want to discourage you before you give birth to your total creativity. You know, it's like when I first started going to the studio, they told me to go be a poet or something. The only thing that saved me from, you know, what they were saying was the fact that I could throw them all out of the studio if I wanted to. But, you know, people will get, they'll get envious if they think you have something that's happening. And you have people who, you know, it's like this guy at a radio station, you know, I sent him some stuff, and he sends me an email, and he says, I listen to your stuff, and it's good, but I want to know, why should I make you rich? You know, and I considered that question to be such an insult that I didn't even respond to him, because there's no single one person in this world or in this business that I need. And, you know, instead of some of these people copping attitudes, they should jump on the bandwagon. Because when we hit, you know, the quality of the bands that I work with, there's going to be more than one hit song coming out of the family of Barry, and when we hit, it's going to be a totally different situation. We're going to change music. We're going to change the quality of music. You know, the people blame music sales on CDs or whatever. It's not that. The reason music isn't selling is because it's not good music anymore. People get together and they put together some words and some music, and then they put together a video, and then, you know, they go out and do whatever they have to do to get it on the air. It's not the creative business it used to be. It's just another business. You know what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. Now, my question
and
is, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, these days, you know, you don't have as many songwriters that are just songwriters. You have every artist thinks that they're a songwriter. But, you know, when we were growing up, we had artists and we had songwriters, and people like Smokey, you know, and Barry White, they could write as well as perform, but not every performer can write. And people seem to have forgotten that, you know?
Yeah,
it's let's throw this up against the wall and see how much money we can make. And that's it.
Exactly.
You don't have any classic songs like you hear, you know, the classic R&B. You don't have any classic R&B being created today. you know, once they go wherever they go on the charts, they disappear. And it's like, next, you know, we've got all these classic R&B radio stations, but they don't cover, what, the last 10, 15 years? Because music, how can I say this, music has sunk into a sea of mediocrity. And as long as people can make money doing what they're doing, they'll keep doing it. But people like me and some of the other indie people, we're going to change things, because the best artists, I've seen the best artists, and the best artists are underground artists. The best artists people have not heard of yet. No matter who your favorite artist is, there's somebody that's unheard of that's better than what you're hearing, and the music public deserves better. You know, we've got a whole generation of mature adults out there who can't even buy music because there's nobody creating the type of music they want to hear. So that's where I come in. I can give the people what they want, but they have to realize what they want first, because, like I said, if you get stuck on what you hear on the radio today, you are misguided. That's not what's happening. That's what they make you people think that's happening. What's happening are the underground artists who are fighting, you know, and working their butts off trying to break through.
Okay.
I had to say that because it's true, you know.
I'm fed up
with people going out to buy somebody's record because of their image, not their creativity, not their singing or their playing, some kind of image that they created and promoted themselves as being.
So, in your opinion, and also in my opinion, I feel this way as well, I think radio and music is becoming too commercialized and controlled by corporate instead of being controlled by local radio or local people or, you know, of the region. And do you think?
Well, I agree with you on that, because a lot of people don't know that the reason you hear the same song every hour is because they have a minuscule list of songs that they play.
Exactly.
You know, music is supposed to be for the fans. It's not supposed to be for your corporate sponsor, you know?
Exactly.
You have to earn the money. You have to earn the money. You can't just keep making money simply because you have a monopoly on several radio stations and you choose who you want to play. And those are artists who are supported by major labels. And for some reason, you know, people succumb to this myth that simply because you hear a track on the radio, it's good. Or if you haven't heard a track on the radio, it's not any good. That's false. You know, it's time to clear that up. People have to be re-educated as to what is good and what isn't good, because they've been brainwashed into thinking certain things are good simply because they are created by certain people.
Exactly, Mr. Barry. Now, I've got a question that came in to me for me to try to answer real quick. If they want to know more about you, about your music, or try to get your music, how would I go about doing it?
I didn't hear the last part.
I had a message from one of the listeners that want to know if they want to hear more of your music or hear the single again, where would they go? Of course, you can listen to it here on any playground, but they want to know where they go for more information about you.
Which single? Is there a specific single they wanted to hear?
No, not specific. They didn't say a specific one.
Okay, I have some tracks on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Barry International, and there you'll get a taste of some of everything that I do. And I'm putting together, you know, because I've just acquired these new artists, I've had to redo my website. And as soon as I get that together, then they'll be able to hear everything, because I'll have the pop version, and I'll have the R&B version there. You know, people haven't realized that my album "Love's a Woman's Game" is there's "Love's a Woman's Game" Volume One. That's a pop version, and Volume Two is the R&B version, which is what is being played tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be, my website will be put together as soon as possible. But as I said, you can always check out SoundCloud, and you'll get a general idea of what I'm all about. Now, if that person would email me at barryinternational@gmail.com, I'll send them an MP3 of whatever song they like.
Of course.
Okay.
Now, of course. Now, also, like Mr. Barry said, email him. Also, you can send me a message on the show page or email me at grmmusicsubmission@gmail.com, like you guys always do, and I'll be more than happy to forward your email address and information about Mr. Barry. Now, Mr. Barry, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed myself. You know, I tell it like it is, and it's time for a change in music, and I have the artist to do it and the material to do it. All I have to do is get it out to the people.
Exactly, and we're going to help you get it out to the people.
That's what we're in the process of doing, yeah, is getting it out, because it's time for a change.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, so, I do some blues, too.
Now, Mr. Bear, we're going to have to do a part two interview with you, okay? So I'm going to invite you back here on the show, and we're going to do a part two interview, okay? If you have so much knowledge and so much things, so we're going to have to
do a part two or part three. I'm always ready to talk when it comes to music.
Exactly.
You know?
So we're going to have Mr. Barry back on here, of course. And guys, of course, always email me. Like you always do, send me a message here on the show page. And Mr. Barry, again, I want to thank you so much. And I definitely will be talking, interacting with you. And guys, thank you for listening. And we also, I want to tell our listeners, we have a lot of listeners that listen to us on demand. And I definitely appreciate that. So make sure you listen to this show over and over and over and over again in the rest of our shows before you can get your music on, well, also before you can get your knowledge on, okay? So until then, I am your delightful delight, Vixen, and thank you for listening and being part of Indie Playground. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.